Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And believe it or not, we actually had to turn the heat on this morning in Phoenix. Pretty unusual, but it got a little bit chilly. So we do have a semblance of a winter of chilly weather here sometimes. This is not something that we go through for the whole winter, but today was a little bit chilly, so we had to warm it up a little bit, okay? So anyway, to all my old listeners, previous listeners, I like to say, not old listeners, previous listeners, I'm grateful that you came back today. I'm grateful that you tune in, because I tell you guys every week that you want to keep me going and keep me motivated, and I'm so especially gratitude to my friend there in Northern Arizona that's the first person online this morning. She lends me her spiritual energy to help me carry on with the show. So I thank you so much there, beloved one. I just want to say to all my guests, all the new people who tuned in this morning, I am grateful for you. I really, really am grateful that you decided to tune in this morning and decide to join us. It's really a wonderful thing. You know, something amazing happened last week, which usually doesn't happen. All of you know this is an international show, so we broadcast live all over the world and get listeners out of Europe and South America, of course, in Canada. But we had a really high number of listeners last week out of France, which was the first time that ever happened. And I'm pretty amazed at that event itself. And to all my French brothers and sisters, I say merci. Okay, I'm grateful for you. And if you don't know, all of you who don't know what mercy means, thank you in French. Okay, French. So anyway, I am grateful for you brothers and sisters there. And it's a beautiful thing that we're reaching a worldwide audience, because this message that I'm glad to be a part of is an international kind of message, and this is a spiritual show. We are not in a box, as you would say. We operate on a spiritual and universal principles of metaphysics and, you know, New Age, whatever you may want to call it. But anyway, we sort of operate in something a little bit different, and as the world audience, more and more people now are tuning to spiritual content and metaphysical contents, and we just want to be there for those people who want something a little bit different. Not saying anything about the traditional method of church. It all has its place and purpose, and I came up in it myself, so I understand it, and no knocks to that at all. I think it's a great thing, it's a good thing, okay? But we just do something a little bit different here. And if you all you new folks who stick around, hopefully you will get something out of the show that I don't know what brought you here, but whatever brought you here, you're at the right place at the right time. And I take that back. I just know what brought you here. You were led by spirit, even if you didn't know that you were led. This is a message that you need to hear for today. And so your spirit's guide led you here. But anyway, you're here, and hopefully you won't be your last time you tune in. Although we are not sort of at a place here in the show where we're not quite sure as to the future of the show, not so much future, but the format of the show. I've been contemplating doing Facebook Live or some other type of format, and I will have some clarity on that in the next day or two to see how that's going. But anyway, the show will continue, but maybe in a different format, okay? People have been asking me to sort of do something live from the standpoint of showing my face and being there. People kind of like that format too. You know, I've kind of gotten used to doing this, but sometimes you have to kind of get in the flow of what people are formatting. You know, what's the technology. I've been sort of resistant to the technology, but I realize now that I have to come full circle with that. So I'll be making up my mind this week as to how we're going to go with that. Anyway, I'll keep you guys abreast however we go. Okay. So let's open up with prayer as we do every week. And we will be able to get started with today's show, which I'm very excited about. And just feel that it's something special that we all are aware of and all participate in, even if we don't know we're participating in it, you know? So anyway, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day, another day of life, another day of living, God. We thank you for blowing your breath in our bodies this morning and waking us up and giving us another opportunity to do what we need to do to raise our consciousness and raise our awareness and be able to do what we came here on planet Earth to do. We say thank you, God, for keeping us safe this week as we went during the week. We had safe content and safe travel and everything that we need to do, God. We know this is through your divine protection, your divine love. You thank you, God, for allowing our guardian angels to protect us and give us help as we went through the last week. We give prayer and gratitude. I want to give prayer, especially for my beloved brothers and sisters in the Midwest, in Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Missouri. All the states have been hit by this tornado that was pretty dramatic, a first-time event in the history of tornadoes that such tornado came. We said, God, please give those people comfort this morning. Give them strength. Give them the ability to hold on. Let them know that you are still in charge, that, you know, nature does what it do, but you are still in charge, God. Just give them some hope. Let them know that all is well. We pray for their well-being mentally and physically as they go through this challenge of reconstructing their lives and putting their lives back together. God, support them, help them. We pray also for my beloved brothers and sisters who are on the front line, the hospitals and nursing homes who are fighting and who are helping in the disease function of the virus and all the other things that are going on. We pray that you will give them strength, give them divine protection, and give them energy to do what they need to do, because these are very special people and they are here to help and to serve. So we say thank you, God, support them. We pray for our government. We pray that our leaders will do the things that we need them to do in order to make this more perfect union and to bring us around and to give them strength to big things and to come in more compassion and more caring about the people that they serve. And we ask God for more love in this country. Let that flow into each and every citizen here, that we will become more helpful and loving toward each other in every way. So thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Okay, beloved ones, we're going to get on with today's show. Topic is, what do you know about the law of attraction? What do you know about the law of attraction? Most of all of us have heard of the law of attraction, but do you really know it, really understand, and really understand how you are part of it, even if when you're not aware that you're part of it, you are a part of it? The law of attraction is as old as the universe, beloved ones. It is not nothing new. The law of attraction has been around ever since that we came on the planet, and it's been here for eons. See, many people think that the law of attraction was just discovered when they made the movie The Secret, and they started talking about the law of attraction. That's when some people think that it was just discovered. No, my brother was. The law of attraction been around here for eons. And back in the day, it was called something different. It was called as what you sow is what you reap. That is the same thing as the law of attraction. What you sow is what you reap is the same thing as the law of attraction, beloved one. So it's nothing new. It's the same thing, just named in a different way because of the popularity of it, because of that one particular movie. And also by Esther Hicks, really started talking about the law of attraction too. And that's another thing that sort of brought it to more people consciousness. But the law of attraction has been around way, way long before any of those groups came on the planet. Okay? Like I said, they just named it. But even as they, with the name, you sow what you reap, the result is the same as the law of attraction. So it's all one and the same. See, this law It's so powerful, beloved one. It can bring you all of the success that you can handle. You know, let me tell you that. The law of attraction can bring you all of the success you can have. But on the other hand, it also can bring you all the failure you can imagine. Here you have a law that can take you in two different ways based on the way that you apply it to your life. One can give you total success. Other one can give you total failure based on the way that you apply it, based on your free will to make choices and decisions about what you do, how you feel, and how you act, okay? It's all up to you. If you listen to last week's show, you may think that you should feel that this is actually a continuation of that show. And if you didn't listen to it, I suggest that you go back and listen to it because this sort of dovetail into today's show as well. We got really wonderful response from last week's show. It was exciting. A lot of people were saying how much they really love that content, you know. So, and I'm going to sort of focus more in the future on content that's more today's things to help you, to give you tools in order to be able to enhance your life here on planet Earth, okay? When you make your transition and pass on the other side, hey, I don't know what happens over there. But anyway, I'm concerned about you getting to understand how you can function here and have life and have it more abundant, as Jesus said. And that's what my purpose is for you to get understanding of how to get you from birth to the transformation of leaving out of the planet. That's what I'm in those times. That's what I want to be able to assist you in. To be able to do. Yeah, we will always talk about some things that may be a little metaphysical and some things about, you know, things that are happening universal, but I'm more focusing these days on how to get you to have a better quality of life while you're living here on planet Earth, okay? So anyway, like I said, if you didn't see last week's show, you should tune in because it was a good show. You have to, you know, if you ever wonder where you are consciously, you know, sometimes we heard the word conscious, I'm being conscious, or that this is conscious, or everything. But sometimes we don't even know where we are in a conscious state. But if you want to know where you really are consciously, just look around at the things that are happening in your circle of life. Look around at the conditions of your life. Where you at, what you doing, how what's coming into your life, and what's going on. That's where your consciousness is based on what is your actual life is happening. That's what you are attracting into your life, no more, no less. You created all that. So that's where you are consciously. If you wonder where you are consciously, all you got to do is just look around at your life and look at your environment, look at the things that are in your life, and look at the people in your life, and it will tell you where you are consciously, because you attracted those people. You attracted those people to you, those things to you, those conditions to you. All this has been come out of your consciousness, okay? So that's where you are from a conscious standpoint, beloved one. You are personally responsible for everything that shows up in your life, good, bad, or indifferent. It makes no difference. You created it. Okay, so in other words, you created it. So if where you are when you look around and your state of being physically, mentally, and you're not happy with where you're at, then it's very simple. All you have to do is change your consciousness, and you can change your situation. And then you will begin to attract the kind of things in your life that you need to attract, or you so desire to attract, instead of things you don't want to attract. You see, beloved, your being is like a magnet. We have that, it's energy. It's all energy. We are all energy. Yeah, and even our physical form is nothing but energy. When it's put under a microscope, you can see the vibrations of the cells and everything. You're energy. And so you're always projecting. And whatever you are projecting out, you are receiving back, okay? Whatever you are projecting outward, you are receiving it back. So that's what I'm saying. When you look at your surroundings, then you know what you're putting out because that's what you're getting back, Okay, that is exactly what you're getting back, what you're projecting. So you want to start thinking and feeling creative in your world, and if that what you will create will come back to you. And that's pretty much what the law of attraction is telling you. I cannot tell you specifically, beloved one, how the law of attraction actually works. But I do know that there is vibrational frequencies assigned to every vibrational action that you take. Everything you do, everything you feel, think, say, act, whatever, has a vibrational frequency to it. So every time that you participate and in these particular things, you're setting out a vibrational frequency, okay? And this vibrational frequency goes into the ethers and go out into the universe and collect energy. And usually when it comes back to you, it comes more powerful, okay? But that's you creating it and comes back more powerful. And unfortunately, beloved ones, if you do something that is not for your highest good or something that is not positive, when you come back in a negative form, it's going to come back doubly hard, okay? Same thing if you do good stuff, you create good stuff, it comes back even better than you can imagine. But on the other end, when you create that negative energy, look out, it's coming back. So when you have those moments that's challenging to you and things seem to be chaotic that's going on, it is because you have created a vibrational frequency that has allowed those things to come back in your life, okay? Yes, you and you alone are responsible for what you're putting out into the universe, loved one. You cannot blame anyone else. It's nobody else's fault. I don't care even if you're husband and wife or whoever you are, you're living with someone else. Yes, their conditions will have some effect on you, but your overall wellness of your being is going to be based on your action and your action alone, okay? You and you alone will be responsible for what shows up in your life. So take charge of what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're being, okay? It's powerful. The original actions that you originally send out in your form of energy, that energy that goes out into the ether, it comes back and creates physical form in the physical world. So what you're creating, your feeling, your emotion, whatever, you're sending into that universal field, to the ether field. When it goes into that field and creates itself, it comes back and creates physical conditions in your world. Okay, whether you've been concentrating on getting a new place or getting a new car, getting a new relationship, whatever, it comes back. Those thoughts you've held, those feelings you've held, the emotions, the actions, whatever you've done to help the law of attraction put it out there, when it comes back, it comes back. Same thing when you're creating a negative energy, beloved one. When you're having dislikes and hatred in any form or any contentment, or you're doing things that's not for your highest good, you're doing thievery, theft, whatever, that you know there's negativity. When you allow those negativity energies to go out into the universe, guess what? Those negative energies are going to come back, and they're going to come back harder. So when you go out to misuse or take advantage of someone else, just remember that when your energy comes back to you, you're going to be misused and taken care of to the 10th power. Okay? So remember, when you start thinking about negative energy, just realize that it is going to come back to you, and it's going to come back to you in a full form. See, the law of attraction, beloved ones, like I said, law of attraction is a 24/7 thing. You cannot just have a switch and turn it on and off. It happens all the time. Whether you're conscious of it or you're unconscious of it, the law of attraction is always working. You cannot turn it off. But you can control what you're sending out. You have the ability to control what you send out, but you cannot turn it off under no circumstances. Even when you're sleeping, your law of attraction is working. Your subconscious mind is still projecting thoughts out into the ether, even in the midst of your sleep. So you can't turn it off, okay? But the good thing is that you can control it. If you're sending out vibrations, like I said, based on lack and fear, you're creating similar situations that's going to come back to you. And it always come back more powerful. You would do yourself a really good favor by making sure that you stay positive. Stay positive. St- stay in a state of consciousness where you're always emitting positive vibration and positive energy if you want to create that vibration. This the law of attraction is existing all the time. And the only thing that you can do about it is your participation is to create the things you want to be able to create to bring back into your lives. You see, beloved ones, you are really deserving to have an awesome life. You really are. Beloved Jesus, that was one of the teachings that beloved Jesus came here to teach you and teach us. We are to have life and have it more abundantly, okay? That we are to live that optimal life. So whatever is showing up, you have to have the ability to have discipline to control the energy that you're putting out. And it calls for discipline. And I understand that, beloved one, that it may be a little difficult for some of us to have discipline about the things that we put out, because if you haven't had discipline up to this point in your life, you in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, having discipline, it may be a little challenging for you. So you're going to have to really buckle down and make up your mind that you are ready to make a change. You see, beloved one, options is something that is vibrational energy, and it's something that you and I create all the time. In order for the law of work, law of attraction to work as well, is for us to have some belief in what we're creating. We need to have some belief what we're creating in order to get it to work in the proper perspective for us. Now, it doesn't make no difference whether you believe or not in the real part of it, because the law of attraction is going to give it to you whether you're conscious of it or not. Okay, whatever you do, you're going to get the law of attraction going to be working for you. So you must have the discipline to control your thoughts and feelings at all times, level one. If you want to create that wonderful and optimal life, then it calls for you to have discipline. And like I say, it's challenging, but for many of us. But in order to create what you need and what you need to apply to your life, you have to have discipline. Now, it is not impossible to take it. Even if you're 60, 70 years old, it is not impossible for you to make a shift in your life, loved one. Okay, so don't let an age thing get in the way. Oh, I've been this way all my life, I can't change. No, you can change ever you want to change based on what you want to change. If you want to change, if you want to feel the desire to make a change, you can make a change. It is not impossible, okay? Human beings do impossible stuff every day. Every day someone do something that you may consider impossible. The human being is doing it and justifying it. So you too can make that switch and change if you desire, okay? If you desire to change, it can only work if you have the desire to do that. You will have to want to attract that which is for your highest good. You play a part in that part of it too. Like I said, it's a 24/7 always going. So why not use it to your advantage rather than use it to your disadvantage? And allowing stuff to show up in your life that you don't even want to show up in your life. You see, beloved one, because you're always putting that energy out. So that's why you have to be so careful of even the small talk that you're having, the things that you're talking to yourself about. And we all talk to ourselves. We all think so. You're creating thoughts and energy, and even the conversations you have with other people. You know, you find yourself getting in these conversations, and they know it's meant to start out positive and you end up with something negativity. And these small talks you have, they're creating energy. So we have to be so guarded of the things we say, and things we feel. Okay, we have to be guarded of the energy that we're allowing to be projected into the universe. Because every energy, everything that you are projecting is heading back to you. When you truly understand that whatever you're creating in your conscious being, you are creating it in the ether as well, and it's picking up speed and coming back, you will become more aware and you will shift your energy. Think about it. Most people have no idea that they are creating the division in their lives. They have no idea that the law of attraction work, as popular as the law of attraction may be for millions of people, they have no idea of what it really means, what it really is, and how it really works. Okay? They just hear it, they read about it, and they don't even become conscious to understand or research to do to understand what it really, really means, what it really, really means, that and what it's all about. And we have to become very attuned to that understanding. Many of us get the point, and we can feel that something is happening, but we don't know how to change it, how to make the change. Or are we willing to change? Are you willing to change, beloved? Because you got to be willing to change in order to make the shift, to make the change. You have to be willing to change. But whatever drives you to that point, it's okay, because some people have to wait till they get to the point of chaos in their life. And I know you know some of these people that, you know, they have a capability, but they won't do anything about it until chaos comes. Then they want to change and make a shift. And sometimes, beloved ones, it's almost too late. Yes, it can be too late sometimes that we let things get so far out of control that the possibility of turning it back becomes more challenging. I'm not saying there's nothing impossible with God, but sometimes we put ourselves in human conditions that, and it causes so much pain and so much suffering unnecessarily, and then we try to figure out how to get it out of it once we're in it. The key is not to allow yourself to get into those situations. Not to allow yourself to get into that state of having to go through the struggle of doing it. We all do it. There's no exception rule, including myself. We all do it. Put ourselves to get in a situation, then we got to go through this whole struggle of getting ourselves out of these situations that we have created, okay, what we have attracted. But I'm here to tell you that now you have to start getting a different state of conscious awareness to make sure that stuff doesn't show up. And one of the first things you have to do, you know what, beloved one, you have to have a clear picture of what you really want in your life, okay? And that's why so many people have a problem with manifesting the things they claim that they want, because they don't have a clear picture of what they really want. They really don't, because one day they think they want one thing, and the next day they think they want something else, and your mind is going back and forth, and your soul is going back and twisting between, because you can't make up your mind, or you don't have clarity of what it is that you want or what it is you desire. So the universe just give you whatever, because you can't make up your mind. So whatever your most powerful thought or most powerful feeling that's going out into the universe is what's going to come back, good, bad, or indifferent, okay? So you have to start creating more positive energy and more positive vibration that will bring about the conditions that you say that you want in your life. And like I said earlier, be very careful of that small talk, because those little things you think is mean nothing when you say negative things or you have a negative conversation with a family member, friend. But guess what, beloved one? You're being held accountable. And every little thought has a tendency to creep into your subconscious mind. And for all of you who understand the working of your subconscious mind, you know that once it hits the subconscious, deal done. Deal done. The subconscious mind is nothing but a robot. It's going to produce. It don't analyze. It don't try to figure it out. It just give you whatever is in there. Whatever gets planted in that subconscious is what you're going to produce and what is going to come out of that. We spoke a lot about that last week. But that whatever gets lodged in your subconscious mind is going to show up in your life, beloved ones. And until you turn it around, that you're going to have to deal with those situations and those conditions that you claim that you don't want to have, but that keep showing up because it's stuck in your subconscious program. Okay? And you keep attracting that same thing over and over. How many times you think people been in relationship and they keep attracting the same kind of person over and over and over, and they wonder, why am I getting these bad people coming in my life, or why am I attracting people that are this way and that way? It's because of your own program. You can only attract that which is in your consciousness to be able to attract, okay? So, you know, don't blame the other person. take responsibility yourself. If you want to attract a different type of person, then change your conscious, change your subconscious thought, and change your image of what it is that you want and who you want in your life. That's up to you. That's up to you. But you have to be willing to make that shift and change in your thinking process, beloved ones, in your feeling world where everything creates. Because once it gets in the feeling world and into your subconscious, then it's going to happen, good, bad, or indifferent. So, again, get clarity. You want something in specific? You want a specific type of person in your life? Have clarity of what you want. You know, and I tell, you know, when I talk to younger people, I always tell them, you know what? You cannot expect to have someone in your life where you're not even clear of where you are, what you want. How can you expect to attract someone else in your life when you don't even really know who you are and what you really want? You see, brother, what? So you have to get clarity of who you are before you can attract someone that matches with your vibration, okay? Because when you're not clear, you're sending out signals and you're getting those matches based on what that unclearness that you're having, okay? And that's why the people that are showing up in your life and conditions are showing up in your life based on your unclear pattern of thought and your unclear picturing of what it is that you really desire to show up in your life, okay? Take responsibility for your own life. Yes, you have a God force, and I am present in you that is so powerful that will assist you and help you. But see, God gave you this thing called free will, and free will was given to you for a purpose. Your life is not preordained, as some would think. Your life is not preordained. You are set here. You are a co-creator with God, so you have the ability to create your own life, beloved ones. God has given you free will to create your life as what it is that you want to do and how you want to do it through using your consciousness, using your free will, using your mind, using your thoughts, using your feelings to create the world that you so desire. Okay, so take responsibility for your life, beloved one, and begin to put that kind of energy out there that will create the things that you want. Okay, create the things that you want. Now, another thing that I find that a lot of people are having problems with, people don't feel that they deserve certain things in life. And, you know, that undeserving feeling is something that's really sad, because usually somewhere in your life, especially if you're an older person, you're over 40, 50 years old, or even younger, someone has created in your life or told you you were not worthy of something, that you didn't deserve something based on something maybe you've done or something you said. People will label you and say, oh, you don't deserve this, you shouldn't have it. And people bought into it. We buy into other people's concept of us. And that's the worst thing you do. Buy somebody else's concept of you, and you buy into it, and that's not for your highest good. My God, beloved ones, God did not intend for you to buy into other people's concept of you. That's why God gave you free will to make your own decisions. Make your own decisions. Don't buy into somebody else's ideology about who you are based on the fact they don't even know you. Half people don't even know you and don't take time to try to know you, but yet they try to analyze you and tell you what you should be and how you should be. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, this happened in our younger years when the people that we respect, love, and care for told us of our self-worth. You know, just imagine how many times that people tell people, you're not going to be worth nothing, you're no good, or, you know, and unfortunately, in relationship people get domestic situations, people, are you going to be just like your father? You're going to be just like your mother. People make statements to children about certain things like that, and it sticks in their mind with emotional things, you know? So those things are in, and they develop this feeling of I'm not deserving. Just because somebody told you when you were 10 years old you wasn't bright, you wasn't smart, that you wasn't going to be nothing, you still, at 60 years old, holding on to that feeling of I don't deserve it because, you know, what's going on. You have not released yourself from that thought process. Yes, it's still there, beloved one. But the good thing about it is that you can shift and change. Now that you're conscious and you're aware and you want to change, you can change. Don't keep living that old program where other people tell you that you're not deserving. Because if you get to the point where you don't feel you deserve goodness, you will never create anything good. Never. Because I don't care how much you think positive and how much you understand these laws, if you don't feel you are deserving of a good life and deserving to be treated well, then you will not be. You know, I tell you every week that you are a child of God and that you were created by the God that created the universe and that you have everything there is and everything necessary to have a quality life and live a quality life and live a happy, productive life. It's already inside of you, okay? I don't care what someone else has told you. Break out today and don't allow nobody, allow those old thoughts to program to hold you back based on what somebody else has thought of you and causing you to, you sitting there with, oh, woe is me, and every time you woe is me, that vibrational feeling of woe is me is going out into the universe and bring situations to make you woe is me, woe is me, woe is me, even worse, because you're creating that energy. That energy is flowing outside of you, projected, beloved ones, and it's coming back to you and creating conditions in your life. This is so, so important. This is really deep stuff here, that you are creating your life by using the law of attraction. Whether you're using it in the right way or using it in the wrong way, it is turned on. It never goes off, okay? It's not like, you know, the electric in the wall is dominant until you hit the light switch and you turn it on, then the light will come on. The law of attraction, you can't turn it on and turn it off. It's constantly flowing all the time. It's constantly flowing all the time, beloved one. So you have to be able to understand that thought process, that process is taking place even when you are not conscious, even you're aware, you're always. So it's so, so important that you keep yourself in a state of high consciousness, high awareness, and always have clarity of purpose and clarity of thought and continue to build that kind of energy, positive energy, spiritual energy, knowing that you are a child of God and you are actually gods and goddesses yourself. And ain't nothing blasphemy about that, because that's what Jesus told you, that's who you are. And you are. So you have to learn how to start operating and start having the faith and belief that you are. When you believe, there's an important thing about faith and belief, like when you tap into faith and belief, things start happening. Okay? That's all part of the shift to when you believe something to be. You're operating on things you believe to be. It creates it. So in all conditions, is the belief and faith is probably the first process of it, you know, that you're creating it based on your beliefs and faith in it. So we have to start understanding who we truly, truly are. And once you get to the point of understanding that and appreciate who you really are, then you will begin to create what you desire for your life, okay? You know, if you desire something good, everybody don't desire goodness in their life. I don't know why they would not. I have no idea why a human being who is really the spiritual being would not want to create goodness in their life. But we see it every day. People are not wanting to live in that high state of consciousness, that high state of oneness. That doesn't make them any less God's child, because they're God's child regardless of where they are. That they just have not choose to become conscious of who they truly are and who what they truly deserve. So they allow themselves to operate on this low vibration that keeps creating low vibrational energy things in their lives. You know, if you hold on to that thought, if you get into a state of lack and poverty thinking on a constant basis, you're going to find yourself on the streets, beloved ones. When you get yourself, when you allow poverty and lack become so part of you, it can cause you to be homeless. It can cause you to be bad health. It can cause all kinds of situations to happen in your life when you allow your state of mind to get in those state of minds, okay? We do not want that to happen to us. So we want to be able to keep in a high state of consciousness and raise our vibration daily. Work on yourself daily. Do something to create a positive vibration so you can send out that energy that's going to create and bring something back to you, okay? Do it, because you have to do it in order to be able to have and live the wholesome and opulent life that you claim that you want. And it's up to you to be able to create that energy, create that connection, because your I Am presence is there, and you have more spiritual health than you can even imagine to help you to get to a higher level. And you, if you don't know how to tap in, pray, ask God, God, give me strength to be able to tap in, to be able to have a higher quality of life. Give me understanding of who and whom I am so I can begin to create and attract the things that I want to attract them into my life. Okay, beloved one, you have to do that. You have to do the work. It's there waiting for you. Your guardian angels, the archangels, the ascended masters are all there waiting for us just to ask for help, to assist us in anything we want to do. But it's up to us to do it. They're not going to come interfere in your life without you giving permission to ask for help if you need help to do that. And we all need help for something at some time. So do not be shy to ask for help from your angelical, your spiritual help, your beings that are there to support you. Help them. Then give them support. Give them the opportunity to come to support you, because that's what they want to do. Okay? And, of course, once you get the support you want to do, then up to you to create and do what you need to do in order to do that. Even with the help of your higher being to come and help you, they're not going to pull you out of trouble when you keep getting yourself back in trouble. If you get rescued by your higher self, and then you go back and doing the same old thing, you're going to get the same old action. You know, that's what I tell people when you're like been addicted to drugs or alcohol, the worst thing you can do is go back and hang out with the people who are still doing drugs and alcohol, okay? You have to stay away from that kind of environment in order to keep yourself out of good condition, because your human nature will get weak and tipped and will have you back in that same condition. If you say you've been off of drugs for a year, 2 years, and you go back and start hanging out with people that's doing drugs again, more than likely, unless you're really a strong person, you're going to fall right back into that trap and being a victim and becoming part of that group again, beloved one. So you have to make sure that you keep yourself, your vibration are high, stay out of environments that not for your highest good, and stay away from toxic situations, toxic people who create toxicity all around, and you get caught up in it because you're responsible. You're there regardless of what they do. You still have to be held accountable for what you do. The universal law is not going to take out on you what they do. You are accountable for you. So start taking charge of what you're allowing, what you're projecting. Because whatever you're projecting, you are creating. And I just told you earlier, if you want to know what you're projecting, just look around in your environment. Look at your life. And you can see where you are based on where your consciousness, because you have created all the stuff in your life, you've created it. And I know it's hard for some of us to accept that, to believe that, because some of us are in conditions that, you know, we're in bad. Some people are having really health challenges. Some people are having really horrible relationships. Some people are having horrible physical conditions under all aspects, and they're not sure why this is happening to us, beloved one. I'm here to tell you that you have to take responsibility if you want to get out of it. Now, if you want to stay and you feel comfortable in being in the condition that you are, hey, God bless. You do what you feel that makes you comfortable and happy. But if you want to live life and live life abundant as Jesus told us that we could, then you have to be willing to make a shift in what you're allowing the law of attraction to bring into your life. Yes, the law of attraction is a beautiful thing. And as I told you earlier, the law of attraction will give you what you want and even what you don't want, even when you don't even know it. So constantly stay. If you stay in the state of high consciousness and stay aware of who you and whom you are, knowing that you are a true child of God and that you have you have the ability and you deserve to have the goodness of God. And you keep that thought in you, and you will see that your life begin to shift and things begin to work out the way that you want them to be. Okay? Just make sure that you have clarity of what it is that you want to show up in your life. Okay? Have clarity, have understanding, and the law of attraction will work on your behalf to create it for you. You see, beloved one, these universal laws are so powerful and so true. You know, it's not like man laws that you can break them and get away with them and manipulate them. Universal laws, there is no getting around them. You cannot manipulate the law of attraction. You cannot change the law of attraction to the point where you just think you can do whatever you want and you can do horrible things expecting good stuff to show up. Ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work at all. Okay? These laws of the universe, laws of which are put in, was put in place by the universal God force that created to help keep us balanced and help keep us moving in the right direction. So if you learn how to apply these universal laws of your life, it will, it's here to help you to grow and help you to expand and help you become more productive in your current life. Not only that, you know, we all are working toward our ascension. You should be anyway, and you want to be able to have the highest quality of life you can while you're here, because you want to be able to not have to come back and do this recycling thing over and over and over again. Okay, then it calls for you to each life journey, you have to be get higher and higher and higher in your consciousness and awareness so you can be in the position to be able to make your ascension from this level, okay? So you need to work on that. I know that's a little off the cuff for some of you, but anyway, all of us who understand about the ascension, you know what I'm talking about, okay? But anyway, beloved ones, you do what you need to do. It's so, so important. You can do it. Thank God for the law of attraction. It's not a vice. The law of attraction is a beautiful thing. It's a good thing. And we should accept it as that. And because that law of attraction is what's going to create those things for us. So you stay on the positive side of life. Stay in tune to the goodness of life. Stay in the goodness of God's will for your life. Because God's will for your life is for you to live a productive, conscious, opulent, beautiful life. That's what God wants for you to live, and that's what you deserve. And if you feel anywhere different other than that, someone told you they're wrong. You clear in your mind this day that, hey, I deserve the goodness of God because I am part of the God. I am part of the universal God that created all this, so I deserve to have it as well. And God wants you to have it, okay? So, beloved one, we want you to have a productive week. We're going to be closing in a few minutes. But anyway, I just want to share with you that, like I said, I was in contemplating about changing the format of the show and to go to maybe Facebook Live or some other streaming service. And I'm going to take a day or two and really kind of see, analyze the numbers and see where we're at to do. I just know that I have to do something different than what we have been doing, and I want to grow. So in order to grow, you have to sometimes make change, you know, and change is not always easy, but if you want to expand, you have to be willing to change. So I'm at the point now where I'm wanting to expand and to grow, so I have to figure out what's going to take us to the highest level of what we need to do. Now, for all of you who are out there and that have not been to my website, I want you to go to the website because there's a part of my website where you can leave me a message and let me know what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Give me some feedback on, you know, how this is working out for you, where you're getting out of the show. Just send me a message. All you have to do is go to theholisticministry.com. Let me just slow that down to you. The, T-H-E, holistic, spelled with an H, ministry.com. And that will take you to my personal website. And once you're on that website, you can go and make a comment or leave a comment. Also, if you are inspired and you're spirit-led to make a donation, all donations are accepted. All donations are needed and welcome, okay? because these shows are not free, have to be paid for. Okay? So, beloved one, I am grateful for you. I do know for a fact that I will not be doing a Blog Talk show next week. That is definitely so. But I will keep you abreast of what I decide to do and what direction I'm going to be going in. Send out text messages, Facebook. If you're used to getting emails from me, I'll email you and let you know where we are. But we're looking forward to 2022 to be an expansive year that will help and to propel this work to a higher level and to be able to reach more people and to bring more people into this understanding and conscious awareness and this teaching that God has allowed us to participate in. And we're grateful for that. Okay? So, beloved one, let's close with a prayer. And if I don't get a chance to speak to you guys again for the holiday, I'm wishing you very well. Stay blessed. Stay positive. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Nothing else. Don't get caught up in the pagan worship of Saint Nick and all that other stuff. Jesus is the reason for the season. Okay? Anyway, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. Thank you, God, for your message. Thank you, God, for allowing the word to come through. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to bring about knowledge and wisdom to these beloved listeners. We give gratitude and thanks. I ask you, God, to go and touch each one of these listeners who are listening today and give them strength, give them wisdom, and give them the ability to take back their own being, take back their own consciousness, and begin to operate and use these universal laws, this law of attraction, to bring about their lives what they want. Learn to teach them how to do and give them the understanding that their worthiness, because they are one with you, God, and that they need to understand and know that they are one with you, and they will begin to understand that they deserve the opulence and the goodness of that comes to them. Give them that understanding, God. Give them that oneness, and ask you, God, to keep them in that state of higher consciousness to be able to vibe and send out positive energy that will keep them going and keep them moving in the right direction, God. We know that you are the source of everything that happens on this planet. So we put our energy and our form in you through our I Am presence, knowing that we are one with you and we're connected to you, God, and we'll continue to move forward and continue to operate at a higher state of consciousness. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. So it is. Okay, beloved ones, I'm so grateful for you. Be safe. Have a wonderful week. Love each one of you and continuously doing what you need to do to raise your consciousness and be in a higher state of oneness. Remember that love is the key to universal communication. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.